Hi, everybody. This is John Perry here again with Rue de la Rue Swanzor. A Rue on behalf of the Chase in Exile by Order of the Great High and Humble Dogger. This is episode 3 of the History, Myths, Legends, and Tales of the Chase in Doggerland, otherwise known as Rue's Doggerland Tales and of the Chase in Exile. It's time to talk some more about the Great Project. 8,000 years ago, by the Chase's reckoning, now confirmed by recent geosciences, more or less, the Storegga landslide, Storegga being Norwegian for the Great Edge, meaning the western boundary of Norway's continental shelf, finished what was left of Doggerland. The submarine cataclysm, revealed by paleobathymetry and other evidence, was the equivalent of dropping a 100-foot-tall rock with the surface area of Iceland into the North Sea. Or, if you really like the whole shelf concept in the phrase continental shelf, it's about the same as a 180-mile-long pantry cupboard collapsing and spilling every can of tomato paste, canned corn, green beans, refried beans, pineapple chunks, mushroom soup ever packaged, plus every jar of mustard, pickles, sweet pickle relish, horseradish, sardines, smoked oysters, animal crackers, and mayonnaise. Imagine all that sliding suddenly, ineluctably, into the ocean, narrowly missing your toe. And that's what made the 25-foot-tall tsunami that ended habitable Doggerland for, like I said, now about 8 millennia. Many good dogs of the chase and a great number of their human friends were drowned that day. Some survived through luck, ingenuity, or sheer doggedness. Their descriptions, or at least a sort of aggregate description of the event, some of their individual stories survive, though the panic and desperation that characterizes these tales makes for melancholy telling. Perhaps one day I'll make some of those available, because who am I to say what use can be made of them or whom they might inspire? Rue de la Rue Swanzor's account of one grand adventure occasioned by the disaster, though perhaps only a legend and doubtless full of exaggeration, is certainly on the list for me to tell. But for now, return to my focus of the Great Project. What does all of this have to do with the Great Project? I could hear you wondering. Rue de la Rue Swanzor could smell you wondering. So I'll tell you without further delay, though ignoring, however briefly and temporarily, the earlier story and all of its details gives me pangs and causes me to mistrust my own judgment. And we'll have to come back to how Doggerland became a marshy lowland, compromised and vulnerable before that woeful day. Doggerland has foundered. Doggerland is sunk and waterlogged and inundated. The immemorial haven of the chase is the cold and memory-haunted redoubt of Turbinil, Boops Boops, seals and porpoises. The great project is to raise it, restore it, lift it once more above the waves of the North Sea so that the chase in exile can at long last return to its ancestral territories, so the Thames, the Seine, the Rhine, and the Meuse may once again conflue, so the primordial heart of Europe can beat again, so the great, high, and humble doggers to come, the heirs of my dear friends Wiley and Rue de la Rue Swanzor, can resume their mild dominion, rebuild and renew and revitalize the chase, even while expanding and deepening its connection with human friends who, as I end this sentence, are, some of them at least, now fully aware of how misunderstood and underestimated dogs have been. It's a great story, however tragic, how Doggerland sustained a mortal injury, so to speak, and languished for many years. In the forest on the eastern shore of the deep lake at Doggerland's center lived many massive and ancient oak trees, together with their children and grandchildren, and of course all of the other leafy sorts one finds in any woodland environment. In addition, several older and grander ones grew not far from where the ripples lapped the sand, and it was said that even the chase had no memory of their beginning. So perhaps the earth itself had been assembled around them, for all any of the dogs knew. Rue de la Rue Swanzor allows that they may have been 100 meters tall. Legend, she says, asserts that they were as tall as mountains, reached higher than almost any bird could fly, that the leaves from just these several venerable souls, when they fell in autumn, piled deep enough for dogs to sleep beneath them in perfect comfort, even through the coldest, darkest days of winter, even in those years when the high glaciers shimmer, blinded you. That's all for now. Yep. And now you know about the great project, or at least one crucial part of it, the project part. Bring it up. So thanks for listening, and watch for episode 4 coming soon, when I'll talk about the sinking of Doggerland and the scoundrels who did it, or at least I hope to get to that part. This is John Perry for The Chase in Exile, by order of the great high and humble Dogger. Find more about The Chase on The Chase in Exile Facebook page, or The Book That Eats People Facebook page, or on The Book That Eats People YouTube channel, or on John Perry's Patreon site. And thanks very much for listening. Aroo!